Getting things done for teens, take control of your life in a distracting world. By David Allen. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Getting Things Done for Teens: Take Control of Your Life in a Distracting World by David Allen is an essential guide to help teens take control of their lives and become more productive. The book provides practical advice on how to manage time, prioritize tasks, and stay organized. It also offers tips on how to deal with stress and anxiety that can come from being overwhelmed with too much information or too many responsibilities. The book begins by introducing the concept of getting things done, GTD, which is a system designed to help people organize their thoughts, tasks, and goals so they can be more productive. It then explains the 5 steps involved in GTD: capture what has your attention, clarify what it means, organize the results, reflect on them regularly, engage with actionable next steps. These steps are explained in detail throughout the book. Allen then goes into further detail about each step, including how to capture ideas quickly without getting bogged down in details, clarifying what needs to be done by breaking it down into smaller chunks, organizing everything into categories such as work/school/home/etc., reflecting regularly on progress made towards goals, and engaging with actionable next steps that will move you closer towards achieving those goals. The book also covers topics such as dealing with procrastination, managing distractions like social media or video games, setting boundaries between work life and personal life, developing good habits for success both inside and outside of school or work environments. Additionally, there are chapters dedicated specifically for parents who want to support their teens' productivity journey. Overall, Getting Things Done for Teens is an invaluable resource for any teen looking to get organized and take control of their lives. With its easy-to-follow instructions, this book will provide teens with all the tools they need to succeed both academically and professionally. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Establish a system. Establishing a system for managing tasks and commitments is essential for staying organized and productive. This system should include a way to capture tasks, a way to process them, and a way to review them regularly. Main idea number 2. Clarify your goals. Clarifying your goals and objectives is an important step in getting things done. This involves breaking down your goals into smaller, more manageable tasks and setting deadlines for completing them. Main idea number 3. Prioritize tasks. Prioritizing tasks is essential for staying on track and getting things done. This involves assessing the importance of each task and deciding which ones should be done first. Main idea number 4. Break down tasks. Breaking down tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks makes them easier to complete. This involves breaking down tasks into smaller steps and setting deadlines for completing each step. Main idea number 5. Set deadlines. Setting deadlines for completing tasks is essential for staying on track and getting things done. This involves setting realistic deadlines for completing tasks and holding yourself accountable for meeting them. Main idea number 6. Use technology. Technology can be a great tool for staying organized and productive. This involves using tools such as calendars, task lists, and reminders to help you stay on track. Main idea number 7. Take breaks. Taking breaks is essential for staying productive and avoiding burnout. This involves taking regular breaks throughout the day to give your mind and body a chance to rest and recharge. Main idea number 8. Manage distractions. Managing distractions is essential for staying focused and getting things done. This involves identifying and eliminating distractions, such as social media and email, and setting boundaries for when and how you use them. Main idea number 9. Stay motivated. Staying motivated is essential for staying on track and getting things done. This involves setting goals, rewarding yourself for completing tasks, and staying positive even when things don't go as planned. Main idea number 10. Ask for help. Asking for help is essential for staying organized and productive. This involves reaching out to family, friends, and mentors for advice and support when needed. Main idea number 11. Manage your time. Managing your time is essential for staying on track and getting things done. This involves setting realistic deadlines for completing tasks and using time management techniques such as the Pomodoro technique. Main idea number 12. Take care of yourself. Taking care of yourself is essential for staying productive and avoiding burnout. This involves getting enough sleep, eating healthy, and exercising regularly. Main idea number 13. Manage stress. Managing stress is essential for staying productive and avoiding burnout. This involves identifying and eliminating sources of stress, such as procrastination and perfectionism, and using relaxation techniques to manage stress. Main idea number 14. Stay organized. Staying organized is essential for staying on track and getting things done. This involves creating a system for managing tasks and commitments, such as a task list and calendar, and using it regularly. Main idea number 15. Set boundaries. Setting boundaries is essential for staying productive and avoiding burnout. This involves setting limits for how much time you spend on tasks and activities, and saying no when necessary. Main idea number 16. Celebrate success. Celebrating success is essential for staying motivated and getting things done. This involves recognizing and rewarding yourself for completing tasks and celebrating your accomplishments. Main idea number 17. Reflect and learn. Reflecting and learning from your experiences is essential for staying productive and avoiding burnout. This involves taking time to reflect on your successes and failures and learning from them. Main idea number 18. Stay positive. Staying positive is essential for staying motivated and getting things done. This involves staying focused on the present and looking for the good in every situation. Main idea number 19. Take risks. Taking risks is essential for staying productive and avoiding burnout. This involves trying new things and pushing yourself out of your comfort zone. Main idea number 20. Have fun. Having fun is essential for staying motivated and getting things done. This involves taking time to do activities that you enjoy and making time for yourself. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Establishing a system for managing tasks and commitments is essential for staying organized and productive. This system should include 3 key components: capturing, processing, and reviewing. Capturing involves writing down all of the tasks that come to mind or are assigned to you in one place. This could be a notebook, an app on your phone, or even sticky notes around your workspace. The important thing is that it's easy to access so you can quickly jot down any new ideas or assignments. Processing means taking each task from the capture list and deciding what action needs to be taken next. Do you need more information? Is this something that can be done right away? Should it be delegated? Answering these questions will help determine how best to move forward with each item. Finally, review regularly. Set aside time at least once a week, or more often if needed, to look over your lists of tasks and commitments. Make sure everything has been processed correctly and nothing has been forgotten about. Main idea number 2. Clarifying your goals and objectives is an important step in getting things done. This involves breaking down your larger goals into smaller, more manageable tasks and setting deadlines for completing them. For example, if you have a goal of graduating from college with honors, you can break this down into smaller tasks such as studying for exams, attending classes regularly, and meeting with professors to discuss course material. By setting deadlines for each task, it will help keep you on track towards achieving your overall goal. It's also important to be realistic when setting these goals and deadlines. If the timeline or workload seems too overwhelming at first glance, then it may be necessary to adjust the expectations accordingly so that they are achievable within a reasonable amount of time. Finally, don't forget to reward yourself along the way. Celebrating small successes can help motivate you to continue working hard towards achieving your ultimate goal. Main idea number 3. Prioritizing tasks is an important part of staying organized and productive. It involves assessing the importance of each task and deciding which ones should be done first. This can help you focus on what needs to be done, rather than getting overwhelmed by all the things that need to get done. When prioritizing tasks, it's important to consider deadlines, urgency, difficulty level, and personal preference. Start by making a list of all your tasks in order from most important to least important. Then break down each task into smaller steps so that you can tackle them one at a time. Once you have identified the most pressing tasks, set aside specific times for completing them or schedule reminders if needed. It's also helpful to prioritize self-care activities such as exercise or relaxation breaks throughout your day so that you don't become too overwhelmed with work or school responsibilities. Taking regular breaks will help keep your energy levels up and allow you to stay focused on the task at hand. Main idea number 4. Breaking down tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks makes them easier to complete. This involves breaking down a task into its component parts and setting deadlines for completing each step. For example, if you have an essay due in 2 weeks, break it down into steps such as researching the topic, writing the outline, drafting the paper, editing and revising it, and finally submitting it. Setting deadlines for each of these steps will help ensure that you stay on track. Another way to break down tasks is to focus on one small part at a time instead of trying to tackle everything all at once. This can be especially helpful when dealing with complex or overwhelming projects. By focusing on just one piece of the puzzle at a time, such as researching your topic before starting your outline, you can make progress without feeling overwhelmed. Finally, breaking down tasks also helps keep you organized by providing structure and clarity around what needs to be done. When you know exactly what needs to be accomplished in order to reach your goal, and when those goals are broken up into achievable pieces, it's much easier to stay motivated and get things done. Main idea number 5. Setting deadlines for completing tasks is an important part of staying organized and productive. Deadlines help to keep us focused on the task at hand and provide a sense of urgency that can motivate us to get things done. When setting deadlines, it's important to be realistic about how much time you have available and what needs to be accomplished in that time frame. It's also important to hold yourself accountable for meeting those deadlines. If you don't meet them, take the time to reflect on why not and adjust your timeline accordingly. Deadlines are especially helpful when tackling large projects or goals. Breaking down big tasks into smaller chunks with their own individual timelines can make them seem more manageable. This way, you'll have a better idea of what needs to be done each day or week in order to stay on track with your overall goal. Finally, remember that life happens. If something unexpected comes up that prevents you from meeting a deadline, don't beat yourself up over it, just adjust your timeline accordingly and move forward. Main idea number 6. Technology can be a great tool for staying organized and productive. By using tools such as calendars, task lists, and reminders, you can keep track of your tasks and goals more easily. Calendars are especially useful for planning out long-term projects or events that require multiple steps to complete. Task lists help you break down larger tasks into smaller chunks so that they're easier to manage. Reminders can be set up on your phone or computer to alert you when something needs to be done by a certain date or time. Using technology also allows you to access information quickly and efficiently. You can store important documents in the cloud so that they're always accessible from any device with an internet connection. This makes it easy to find what you need without having to search through physical files or folders. Finally, technology provides many opportunities for collaboration with others who may not be physically present in the same room as you. With video conferencing software like Skype or Zoom, it's possible to have virtual meetings with colleagues from around the world at any time of day. Main idea number 7. Taking breaks is essential for staying productive and avoiding burnout. This means taking regular pauses throughout the day to give your mind and body a chance to rest and recharge. Breaks can be as short as 5 minutes or as long as an hour, depending on how much work you have to do. During these breaks, it's important to step away from your desk or workspace so that you can focus on something else entirely. You could take a walk outside, read a book, listen to music, meditate, practice yoga or any other activity that helps you relax. These breaks are also great opportunities for reflecting on what you've accomplished during the day and setting goals for the next one. Taking time out of your busy schedule will help keep you motivated and energized when tackling tasks in the future. It's important not to underestimate the power of taking regular breaks throughout the day. They can make all the difference between feeling overwhelmed by stress and being able to stay focused on achieving success. Main idea number 8. Managing distractions is an important part of staying focused and productive. It involves recognizing what distracts you, such as social media or email, and setting boundaries for when and how you use them. For example, if checking your phone every few minutes is a distraction, set a timer to limit yourself to checking it once an hour. If scrolling through Instagram takes up too much of your time, delete the app from your phone or turn off notifications. It's also helpful to create a distraction-free environment by removing any potential sources of interruption. This could mean turning off the TV while studying or putting away phones during meetings. Additionally, try breaking down tasks into smaller chunks so that they don't seem overwhelming. This can help keep you on track without getting distracted. Finally, remember that managing distractions isn't about completely eliminating them, it's about finding ways to stay focused in spite of them. With practice and dedication, you can learn how to manage distractions effectively so that they don't get in the way of achieving your goals. Main idea number 9. Staying motivated is essential for staying on track and getting things done. This involves setting realistic goals that are achievable, breaking down tasks into smaller steps to make them more manageable, and rewarding yourself when you complete a task or reach a goal. It also means staying positive even when things don't go as planned. It's important to remember that setbacks are part of the process and can be used as learning experiences. It helps to have an accountability partner who can help keep you motivated by providing encouragement and support. You should also take time out for yourself every day, whether it's reading a book, going for a walk, or just taking some deep breaths, so that you can stay focused on your goals without feeling overwhelmed. Finally, try not to compare yourself with others. Focus instead on your own progress and celebrate each small victory along the way. With these tips in mind, you will be able to stay motivated no matter what challenges come your way. Main idea number 10. Asking for help is an important part of staying organized and productive. It can be difficult to manage all the tasks that life throws at us, so it's essential to reach out to those around us who can offer advice and support. Family members, friends, mentors, these are all people who can provide valuable insight into how best to tackle our goals. When asking for help, it's important to be specific about what you need assistance with. Explain your situation in detail and make sure that the person you're asking understands exactly what kind of help you require. This will ensure that they are able to give you the most effective advice possible. It's also a good idea to set up regular check-ins with those offering their support. This way, they'll be able to keep track of your progress and provide additional guidance if needed. Finally, don't forget to thank those who have helped you along the way. A simple gesture like this goes a long way towards showing appreciation for their time and effort. Main idea number 11. Managing your time is essential for staying on track and getting things done. This involves setting realistic deadlines for completing tasks, breaking down large projects into smaller chunks, and using time management techniques such as the Pomodoro technique. The Pomodoro technique encourages you to work in short bursts of 25 minutes with 5-minute breaks in between each burst. During these breaks, it's important to take a step back from what you are working on and give yourself a break before diving back into the task at hand. It can also be helpful to create a daily schedule that outlines and you will complete certain tasks or activities throughout the day. This helps keep you organized and focused so that nothing slips through the cracks. Additionally, try not to overcommit yourself by saying yes to too many things at once. Instead, prioritize your commitments so that only those which are most important get done first. Finally, don't forget to factor in some leisure time. It's important to make sure that there is still room for relaxation and fun amidst all of your responsibilities. Main idea number 12. Taking care of yourself is essential for staying productive and avoiding burnout. This means getting enough sleep, eating healthy, and exercising regularly. When you take the time to look after your physical health, it will help you stay focused on the tasks at hand and be more successful in achieving your goals. Getting enough sleep is important because it helps restore energy levels so that you can tackle each day with enthusiasm. Eating a balanced diet full of fruits, vegetables, proteins, and complex carbohydrates will give your body the fuel it needs to perform optimally. And regular exercise not only keeps your body fit but also releases endorphins, which can improve moods and reduce stress. By taking care of yourself first, you are setting yourself up for success in all areas of life. You'll have more energy to focus on work or school projects, as well as having extra time for hobbies or social activities that bring joy into your life. Main idea number 13. Managing stress is essential for staying productive and avoiding burnout. This involves identifying the sources of stress in your life, such as procrastination or perfectionism, and taking steps to eliminate them. It also means learning how to relax when you feel overwhelmed by stress. Relaxation techniques like deep breathing, yoga, meditation, and mindfulness can help you manage your stress levels. In addition to relaxation techniques, it's important to practice good self-care habits that will help reduce your overall level of stress. Eating a balanced diet with plenty of fruits and vegetables, getting enough sleep, exercising regularly, spending time outdoors, connecting with friends and family members, engaging in activities that bring joy, all these things can help keep your body healthy and better able to cope with stressful situations. Finally, it's important to remember that some amount of stress is normal, it's part of being human. Learning how to recognize when you're feeling stressed out so that you can take action before it becomes overwhelming is an important skill for managing stress effectively. Main idea number 14. Staying organized is an important part of staying on top of tasks and commitments. It involves creating a system for managing your time, such as a task list or calendar, and using it regularly. This will help you keep track of what needs to be done and when it needs to be done by. Additionally, having an organized workspace can help reduce distractions and make it easier to focus on the task at hand. Organizing your tasks into categories can also help you prioritize them more effectively. For example, if you have multiple projects due in the same week, categorize them according to their importance or urgency so that you know which ones need to be completed first. Additionally, breaking down large tasks into smaller steps can make them seem less overwhelming. Finally, setting aside specific times during the day for completing certain types of tasks can also help with organization. For instance, dedicating 30 minutes each morning for checking emails or responding to messages will ensure that these activities don't take up too much time throughout the day. Main idea number 15. Setting boundaries is an important part of staying productive and avoiding burnout. It involves setting limits for how much time you spend on tasks and activities, as well as saying no when necessary. This means that if something isn't a priority or doesn't fit into your schedule, it's okay to say no without feeling guilty about it. Setting boundaries also includes taking breaks throughout the day to rest and recharge so that you can stay focused on what needs to be done. It's important to remember that everyone has different needs when it comes to setting boundaries. Some people may need more structure than others in order to stay productive, while some may need more flexibility in their schedules. It's up to each individual person to figure out what works best for them and then stick with those boundaries. By setting clear boundaries around how much time you spend on tasks and activities, as well as taking regular breaks throughout the day, you'll be able to stay productive without burning yourself out. Main idea number 16. Celebrating success is an important part of staying motivated and getting things done. It's a way to recognize your hard work and reward yourself for completing tasks. Celebrating successes can be as simple as taking a few moments to appreciate what you've accomplished, or it could involve something more elaborate like throwing a party or going out for dinner with friends. When celebrating successes, it's important to take the time to reflect on how far you have come and all that you have achieved. This will help keep you focused on your goals and remind you why they are worth pursuing in the first place. Additionally, celebrating successes can also provide motivation for tackling future projects by reminding us of our past accomplishments. Finally, don't forget to share your successes with others. Sharing stories about our achievements helps build relationships with those around us while also inspiring them to reach their own goals. So go ahead, celebrate success whenever possible. Main idea number 17. Reflecting and learning from your experiences is an important part of staying productive and avoiding burnout. Taking the time to reflect on what you have done, both successes and failures, can help you identify areas for improvement in the future. It also allows you to appreciate your accomplishments and recognize how far you've come. When reflecting on your experiences, it's important to be honest with yourself about what went well and what didn't. This will allow you to learn from mistakes so that they don't happen again in the future. Additionally, taking note of successes can help motivate you when things get tough or when progress seems slow. Learning from experience doesn't just mean looking back at past events, it also involves being mindful of current situations as they unfold. Pay attention to how different tasks make you feel. Are there certain activities that energize or drain your energy? Are there any patterns emerging? By paying attention to these details, we can better understand our strengths and weaknesses, which will ultimately lead us towards more effective productivity habits. Main idea number 18. Staying positive is an important part of staying motivated and getting things done. It means focusing on the present moment, rather than worrying about what might happen in the future or dwelling on past mistakes. It also involves looking for the good in every situation, no matter how difficult it may seem. This can be challenging at times, but with practice and dedication it can become a habit. When you stay positive, you are more likely to take action towards achieving your goals. You will have a better attitude towards challenges that come your way and be able to find solutions more easily. Additionally, being optimistic helps boost your self-confidence, which is essential for success in any endeavor. Finally, staying positive has many benefits beyond just helping you get things done. It can improve relationships with others as well as help reduce stress levels. When we focus on the positives instead of negatives, our outlook becomes brighter and life becomes much easier to manage. Main idea number 19. Taking risks is an important part of staying productive and avoiding burnout. It can be difficult to step out of your comfort zone, but it's essential for growth and progress. Taking risks involves trying new things, pushing yourself to do more than you thought possible, and taking calculated chances that could lead to success. When you take a risk, you open yourself up to the possibility of failure as well as success. But even if the outcome isn't what you hoped for, there are still valuable lessons to be learned from the experience. You may discover something about yourself or gain insight into how best to approach similar situations in the future. By taking risks on a regular basis, you'll become more confident in your abilities and better equipped to handle whatever life throws at you. So don't be afraid, take those leaps of faith. Main idea number 20. Having fun is an important part of staying motivated and getting things done. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of everyday life, but it's essential to take time for yourself and do activities that you enjoy. Whether it's playing a sport, going out with friends, or just taking some time to relax, having fun can help keep your energy levels high so that you're able to stay focused on your goals. Making sure you have enough free time for leisure activities is key. If you find yourself feeling overwhelmed by all the tasks on your plate, try breaking them down into smaller chunks so that they don't seem as daunting. You may also want to consider setting aside specific times during the week when you can focus solely on having fun without worrying about any other responsibilities. Finally, remember that having fun doesn't always mean doing something big or expensive. Sometimes simply taking a few moments each day to appreciate what makes life enjoyable can be enough. So make sure not only are you getting things done but also making time for yourself. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.